Victorian Disability Advisory Council afterword. I am again honoured to present the afterword for the annual report for Absolutely Everyone, State Disability Plan 2017-2020, on behalf of the Victorian Disability Advisory Council. The role of the Victorian Government in creating a fairer, more respectful and inclusive Victoria has come into sharp relief as the NDIS approaches full implementation. Changing attitudes is the first priority of Absolutely Everyone, for good reason. There are more than 1 million people with disability in Victoria, and the way we are treated matters. We are pleased that the negative impacts of the attitudinal barriers we experience are being taken more seriously. Delivering on the vision of Absolutely Everyone is every Victorian's business because we are one community. While the NDIS was a response to a broken service system, its promise is full citizenship and social inclusion. In our view, this promise will not be realised without disability policy being widened to target those without disability. Community attitudes that support inclusion should be reinforced, and those that are known to cause harm should be called out and challenged. We may be at a tipping point. More than ever before, the authentic voices of people with disability are on our television screens and in the mainstream media, changing attitudes and challenging stereotypes. We have celebrated efforts to increase the voice and leadership of people with disability on government boards and committees, especially lifting representation of people with a cognitive impairment who too often go unheard. Unfortunately, we still feel less safe in our own neighbourhoods compared to people without disability. We know there is still a long way to go, particularly in education and employment, and we call on all levels of government to lead by example. We helped shape Every Opportunity, Victorian Economic Participation Plan for People with Disability 2018-2020, and argued strongly for the inclusion of employment targets and affirmative measures that create new opportunities and pathways for engagement and advancement in the public sector. We look forward to the development and publication of measures and indicators for the education and transport portfolios in future annual reports. We trust that the necessary time will be found on the legislative agenda to look at reform and harmonisation of service animal policies. We maintain that one of the best ways the Victorian Government can work towards a more inclusive Victoria is to increase investment in independent advocacy. Power imbalances must be corrected, so that choice and control can be exercised meaningfully, whether a person has an NDIS plan or not. We are grateful that we live in a state with a Charter of Human Rights and a statutory requirement to consult with people with disability regarding the policies and strategies that uphold our rights and remove barriers. We commend the Victorian Government for its commitment to public accountability and transparency through these annual reports, and for ensuring our voice is amplified at the highest levels. Colleen Furlanetto, Chair, Victorian Disability Advisory Council.